This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. The Horner YMCA in Keokuk started the new year on the right note. The organization announced it received a $54,000 state grant to help pay for ongoing renovations. Mark Smith is CEO of the Horner Y. He says the renovation project is being done in three phases.
The first phase will be a programming phase where we're going to take an area of the building that is in need of renovation, and we're going to create two new programming spaces on the main floor and install a second floor, and that will be a large group exercise area. And then phases two and three will be to redo the locker rooms and showers for the men and women.
And then the programming spaces. So how would those be used?
Yeah, the programming space would be a multi-purpose space. Two rooms that will be on the main floor. One will be larger than the other. The larger space will pretty much be used. We'll use it for our teen center, which is open after school, and we've got a lot of kids coming in and using the teen center, and that'll be a good use for that space during that time. But it will also be designed from a multi-purpose standpoint, where it can be used for group exercise classes, maybe our cycling class or something like that. It'll have a large closet built into it, and the idea is we'll be able to store maybe our cycles or small weights and wheel those out of there when those are not being used. And then the other smaller room on the main floor really is kind of like a smaller classroom. We're looking at doing some tutoring or mentoring, that sort of thing, and it'd be a small private classroom type space.
How much use does the building get? Do you keep track of visitors?
We do, actually, and we're seeing significant increase over last year. We just reviewed the admittance numbers from 2018 versus 2019, and we're probably up 10 or 15% at least.
What does that tell you, that you see that much of an increase from one year to the next?
Well, over the last 2 years, we've been really working hard to grow our programs and to improve the facility. We've added a number of programs over the last 2 years, and we've improved a number of programs, and we've added a significant amount of equipment, updated our equipment. And so I think the admittance numbers kind of reflect that. We've got a lot of things going on here, and we've got a lot of people coming to take part in them.
And what's an example of a program you've added, something that was not offered in the past?
Oh, you know, one of them I always point to is our Girls on the Run program, which started, I think we just finished our third season of Girls on the Run. This is for third through fifth grade girls. And not only does it have the physical component of it gets the kids out there moving and they finish with a 5K, but they also, the basic part of that whole program is character development. They really work on life skills and those sort of things, you know, being positive, encouraging your colleagues, that sort of thing. And so that's a program that really has been kind of neat. And then this fall we added the boys equivalent to it, which is called Stride, and so that's for third through fifth grade boys.
Mark Smith is CEO of the Horner YMCA in Keokuk. He says the Y's 45-year-old building is structurally sound, but it needs to be updated to serve today's programming needs. The organization's board has approved an $800,000 improvement plan. Several local businesses have pledged money for the project, and the Y just received a $54,000 state grant. But it's still about $100,000 shy of its fundraising goal. I'm Rich Egger, Tri-State's Public Radio News.